You no doubt have gone into stores to pick up a few things only to find, well, just a few things on the store shelves. So it looks like the store shelves after a power failure hits the town, the power comes back on, everyone storms the store to restock after they had thrown away every bit of food in their house. So why is this happening, and why is it expected to continue happening in varying degrees for the next few months? You know, some are taking quick and easy routes, blame Biden. I actually watched a woman at the supermarket go into a tirade it because the orange juice that she wanted wasn't there. She blamed rather loudly. It's Biden's fault. It's all part of a conspiracy against people who didn't vote for him. Reality, quite a bit different. It involves a few elements, too. First, there's no actual abnormal food or product shortage. Problem lies in getting that food or other items from point A to point B. For example, the trucking industry, they're short about 80,000 truckers. There had been talk about fast-tracking training and certification for truckers, but that went nowhere fast. Truckers on the road, they keep having to deal with major snowstorms throughout the country. When the food and products eventually make it to the stores, those locations are running with as many as 50% of their people not there. They're either out with COVID or out because they refuse to follow that store's COVID protocol for employees when getting vaccinated. Sum it up a bit more simply, the food chain has some catching up to do, and that's going to take some time. There is something to watch that'll be kind of interesting. What will the effect on all this be when it comes to consumer brand loyalty? Someone has bought only one brand of something for however many years but has to grab an alternative. Will they go back to that brand that they've been loyal to, or will we see any significant market share drops and increases after everything gets back to normal? It might be something worth paying attention to.